South Carolina lawmakers are taking steps to impeach Treasurer Curtis Loftus after a report found a years-old accounting misstep had been annually covered up under his watch. A 58-page report from Loftus' office, dated February 26, 2025, detailed the issue. "To be clear, there is no mystery bank with $1.8 billion in it," Loftus said. "There is no missing or misspent money, and all cash and investments have been properly managed and accounted for by the state treasurer's office." The Alex Partners report confirms this as well. The treasurer refers to the results of a multi-million dollar financial audit conducted by forensic analysts Alex Partners. The analysts blame the state's conversion from an old computer system to a newer one between 2012 and 2016. The audit revealed that four cash accounts in the old system were replaced by bank-specific general ledger accounts in the new system. The auditors said a separate account covered over the error, and only came to light after a separate issue led to the resignation of South Carolina Comptroller General Richard Ekstrom after two decades on the job. His successor pointed out the issue. Lawmakers in the Republican-led South Carolina legislature are calling for Loftus to either resign or face impeachment. According to the Associated Press, they claim that Loftus had previously lied under oath when telling them that he had invested the $1.8 billion in question. Loftus has called the push a witch hunt, saying lawmakers prefer to remove him and change the position to one that's appointed rather than elected. These elected officials don't want an elected state treasurer. They want an appointed one so they can control billions of public dollars for their own special interests, he said on March 25th.